Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you by how I sprung, I got you. Wanna show me you can work it, baby? No problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you woke up a sweat, you could play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Yeah, the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get the pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip the heavy bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Welcome to the candy shop. You have officially. I'm super excited that you have decided to kick off your new year right here in the candy shop with me. It's a co-host Monday, and we are talking about it and making it very plain and letting you know that if you got the same heart by chance, boo, you will not have a new year. This is the second version, and of course, Team Candy Shop is in the building with me, blessing us with the latest in fashion, sports, and entertainment. Of course, the counselor of the Candy Shop, Miss Taylor, will be stepping in with the building to give us information on the importance of internal change and growth. Of course, Benji Vanderpump has your fashion talk. DJ stops by for some sports chat. Jay Wright of B Magazine drops in with your entertainment rundown. And of course, I will be blessing you with candid conversations as we continue to talk about 2017, your New Year's resolutions. So much more. Of course, we got to talk about Kim Burrell. There's a lot going on today's show, so tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. Today's show is definitely dedicated to those who are celebrating a new year and a new them. It's a new year and it's a new me, but if you got the same heart, it will not be a new year. Tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the candy shop. Now, of course, miss a New Music Monday each and every Monday, so definitely make sure you guys get your pen and pad out so that you can be writing down these new records so you can add it to your playlist. I was blessed with the Insecure soundtrack from HBO's hit TV show Insecure, and there's some music on that soundtrack that has been blessing me all year, and I hope that it does kick off your years where here's Carl Flex with No Small Talk right here live in the candy shop. Happy New Year's, you guys.
Cell phones and I still don't ever call them. Why would I call them? Bitch, you know I'm ballin'. Spend that money, make it bounce back like Spalding. Got a new nigga and he say he from New Orleans. If he ain't talking money, nigga, why the fuck you talking? All my bitches bossy, all my diamonds flossy. Rap gang sriracha, man, you know I'm saucy. I got a white dude in Boston, he whip a Audi. Bitch, I'm taking calls, no small talk. 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 Three cell phones and I still don't ever text them. Catch me out in public and you know I'm flexing. He saying that he got connections, I'm a finesse him. I got a nigga out in Texas, he swing the Lexus. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch niggas get the most, not the lesser. Why would I even stress them when they be pressing? I just leave them guessing and move on to the next one. Bitch, I'm taking calls, no small talk. 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 Bitch, I'm taking calls, no small talk.
Okay, this is the part when I need y'all to make it bounce like Spalding. Yeah. Make it bounce like Spalding. Make it bounce like Spalding.
Right. by the sun, reminiscing of me. Says she's doing just fine, that I've been on her mind, and that she wishes that I never ever went away. I gave it all I had just to let it go, but you should know that I tried. I tried, just know that I tried. Got a call from an old friend the other night. He said that he just saw you when you're living the life. We were once best friends, it all came to an end, and things changed one day. I hope you realize I tried.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. It's the Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghostchat, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair, and you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Flavors, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best of believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
Happy New Year's, and welcome to 2017, and welcome to the Candy Shop. I'm your host, at Kenya TSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Swedish Thing on YouTube. But today, I'm just super excited to be kicking off another year. It's been a crazy 2016, but I'm super excited that we get to start fresh. Today's show is definitely dedicated to everyone who's just starting over in 2017. I'm super excited that you are kicking off your year in the Candy Shop, where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log in, because I got a jam-packed show for you guys. Team Candy Shop is definitely in the building. Benji V has a little fashion talk. DJ is stopping by for sports chat. Jay Wright of V Magazine has your entertainment rundown. And the counselor of the Candy Shop, Ms. Taylor, is helping us discuss the importance of internal growth and change. So hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor, or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818 818- 5722935 to stay plugged into the Candy Shop. Now, as stated, today's show is dedicated to everyone who's starting fresh in 2017. So it's only right that we start the year off with a Waiting to Excel moment. Now, this is the part of the show where we get to reset our day. Whether things are going good, we can make them better. If things are going bad, we can set the tempo for a brand new start. Only thing that you do is you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then you exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, in order for it to work and be effective, you must repeat these steps about 2 or 3 times, and I'm promising you, if you would just inhale a new start and exhale all that BS, you can reset your day. So there's no longer a need to wait to exhale. Let's go ahead and do it. So breathe in, 4, 3, 2, 1, hold it, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Now exhale, 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 exhale. Repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times, and I'm promising you, whatever had you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the opportunity to vent, that I get the chance to do the same.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
Now 2017 is definitely off to a great start for many, but in the spiritual realm, there was a lot that went on over the weekend when Pastor Kim Burrell, who is known for her vocal ability, we got to talk to Jay Wright of B Magazine to see what he has to say about what Kim Burrell has to say, because he once referred to the music trinity as it being Kim Burrell, God, the Old Testament Brandy, the New Testament Jasmine Sullivan. And then Kim Burrell recently released this amazing record featuring Pharrell. It's called I See a Victory. It's on the soundtrack for the Hidden Figures movie that is out right now. Definitely make sure you guys go see it. The record is encouraging. The record is definitely trend-setting. At the fact, the 808 is stumping stupid hard. And I try to remember not to twerk while the record is on, because it's just that amazing. But Kim Burrell also, after releasing this record, made these statements while preaching. While preaching, make the statement that if you are embracing the homosexual spirit, you are going to die in 2017. I won't take anything out of context. I'm going to say it just like she said. But I never forget to reference things that are taking place before the attack. And you don't let the messenger ruin the message. Just as this uplifting 808 feel record, which is produced by Pharrell, hit the radio, Kim Burrell became the distraction. Now her work of the kingdom is being discredited. The gays ain't with it no more. They don't want to hear Kim Burrell no more. And some black gays have lost interest in her as an artist and as a person. But looking at the bigger picture, what are the benefits of division? And it's when your enemy has the opportunity to persuade and partner up with those who are not in your circle and begin to affect what people think about you or how you interact. I'm so confused, because what happens when music doesn't unite? The song is so amazing. Do we not listen to the record anymore because people don't like Kim Burrell? Do we turn away from the movie and not watch the movie because of Kim Burrell? Does all of her work in the gospel industry no longer matter because of these statements? Then you have to ask yourself, was she right? Was she wrong? Why didn't she say if you also having sex and you having sex with the opposite sex and you not married, you may die from that as well? Was she wrong for not? It's so much, but then I ultimately don't want to lose the focus that Hidden Figures is a black movie that is out, and in media we still need to support it. The Hidden Figures soundtrack, which is totally produced by Pharrell, is out, and it features the record that Kim Burrell is on, singing about I See the Victory, but we also still need to support it. Ironically, even though she may have said what she said, the bigger picture is as African Americans, we still have to stick together and support Hidden Figures, as well as we also have to have that conversation between the black gays and the black church to see what's the real issue. Do they not want them there? What's going on? Either way, these are the voices in my head. Maybe I'm just tripping. I love this part of the show as well. We get to be inspirational before we turn up, and the turn up is also real. I want to know how you guys feel about Kim Burrell's statement. We're live on Facebook. Hit me up, Kimmy Kardashian. Follow at KimmyTSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Also, staple up into the Candy Shop, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Call in 818-572-2935. Benji V is on the way with a little fashion talk. DJ has your sports chat a little bit later in the show. Jay Wright of V Magazine has your entertainment rundown, and of course at the 3 o'clock hour, Ms. Taylor and I will be discussing the importance of internal change and growth right here live in the Candy Shop. This song blessed me even in the mess and before the mess, and hopefully it still does the same for you. Don't ruin the message because of the messenger. Here's Kim Burrell and Pharrell Williams with I See the Victory in the Candy Shop.
They'll call it a mystery, but we're gonna call it
victory.
We'll be writing history. It's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you know that
history
is saying victory.
Hey, everybody, this is Tasha Cobb rocking with the Candy Shop.
That was Kim Burrell featuring Pharrell Williams. I see a victory off of the Hidden Figures soundtrack, which is out right now. Hidden Figures is also out in theaters right now. Definitely make sure you guys go out and support it and represent for our black film. So the conversation, we're having a conversation about Kim Burrell, who made the statements in regards to if you are embracing the homosexual spirit, you are going to die from it in 2017. And the big question I have in the candy shop is, was music the only surviving relationship between the black church and black gays? And I'm so tired of having a conversation, but I guess we got to. We really, really do. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log in. It's the first Monday of 2017, and we're kicking it right here live in the candy shop. Hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935. Of course, we have the latest in fashion, sports, and entertainment. A little bit later, Jay Wright of B Magazine has your entertainment rundown. DJ will be stopping by the candy shop with a little sports chat. And at the 3 o'clock hour, the counselor of the candy shop, Miss Taylor, and I will be discussing the importance of internal change and growth in 2017. But coming up very soon, Benji Vanderpump will be getting their closet straight with a little fashion talk, so stay plugged into the show. If you haven't had the time to like us on Facebook, definitely do so by logging on to facebook.com/KenyaCandyShop. From there, you can find out what's new, what's old, what's coming up, what to expect, and so much more. I definitely urge you guys to hit us up while you're online. Hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. So you can check out past shows of the Candy Shop, who's been in the building. And if you check out the roster from last year, it's been really, really piped up in 2017. It's only going to be better. The Sweet Nothing 52-Week Self-Knowledge Journal is coming very, very soon, so stay on the lookout for that, as well as the return of Cranking It with Kid with MC Kid Dupree and Moments with Paisley C. Jackson. So shout out to my brothers as we continue this KKP media movement all over the internet radio. Also, this Candy Shop's website is coming really, really soon, so keep me in your prayers. As promised, we like to thank our sponsors who hold us down each and every Monday. It's because of B Magazine, Questlife Promo, Mastermind Productions, KKP Media, of course, Common Attraction Promotions, and a host of others that hold us down. And it's because of Team Candy Shop that I get the opportunity to share this amazing dream with you guys. Now, I don't know it all, but I know somebody who knows something about it. It's only time for entertainment right now, coming up a little bit later. Sports chat coming up very, very soon. But let's get our closet straight.
Girl, I was fly. I could have been a little fly if I would have got my orange pound leather suit up out the cleaner.
OMG, what do she have on?
She rushing? No more hangers!
Benji V, what's the tea?
What's the tease? Candy Shop, Happy New Year!
Happy 2017 to you, love. First and foremost, how did you bring in your new year? Paint the picture. How was 2017 to kick off for you?
Well, at first I had initial plans to go out because my family, my friends was in town. But then quickly the rain just like it just really wasn't giving it. So we rolled to like 4 different clubs, girl, and then just eventually came back to the house and was like chilling and girl, I started sewing. So it was an interesting New Year, but I brought it in just riding around in the city.
That is definitely what's up. Now, are you one of those people that truly believe at the end of the day, literally what I'm doing at 12 midnight, January 1st, is how my year gonna go?
Right, and I told myself the same thing. I told myself that I needed to be doing something productive coming in the year. But when I instantly found out that my friends were coming to town, I was like, well, sure, they don't want to go out. But I think it was a pretty good feeling to know that I'm doing something that I love coming into the new year, which prepared me for something greater in the newer year. So I'm kind of excited about the transition in 2017.
That is definitely what's up. Now, we just finished the conversation about Kim Burrell. Did you hear the chance to hear some of the statements that she made in regards to homosexuals?
Yes, and I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care to know about what she said. I don't care what she said. Because at the end of the day, you know, we all have to be accountable for the things we say and do. And I know my God, and I know how I know my Father, and I read my Bible, and I know exactly what's what. So you can't preach the word of God and still tarnish people. That's considered being a hypocrite. So I don't really have much to say about it because I don't even have time for that type of energy. Kimberell, you don't have to answer to us. You have to answer to God. When the time comes, she has to answer to him, not us. So regardless of what she said, I don't even care because I know where I'm going and what I'm doing. It's a big distraction. I don't even care, girl. I don't care.
I can totally understand. Benji Vanderpump is here live in the candy shop setting the record straight in regards to how he feels about Kimberell's statements, but he's also here for a bigger purpose than the BS. It's to set your closet straight as we kick off 2017 here in the candy shop. Benji V, for the first time this year, what do you have for us in Fashion Talk?
Definitely. Of course, you guys know it's 2017. Closets are being revamped. The seasons are still cold. The seasons are still changing. Nothing stays the same. So you guys definitely need to stay up on the new denim that's coming out, the new wardrobe, the new collections that's going to be previewing, and all of the things that people have going on with fashion. Of course, every year we always do a fashion and a revamp for the fashion. But it's definitely staying the same, and the things are staying consistent, and the color palettes are still definitely there. So ladies and gentlemen, definitely be up on your nudes, your taupes, your burgundies, your mauve colors. And sequins and metallics are definitely a heavy thing, too. So ladies, definitely stay up on your metallic pieces, which is considered the statement pieces for the winter season because, of course, you know, we're in January, and here in the South, we really don't even really get cold weather until January, February. So definitely don't forget about your peacoats and your parka jackets and your furs as well.
That is definitely what's up. For years in the candy shop, we've talked about the importance of layering and just being able to transition your outfit according to the weather. BV Denim and BV Apparel is your online 2017. I know you have so much in store for the people. What can people expect from you this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I always consider taking on a different direction, a different approach, and now I'm trying to relate, really put my experiences into the things I make and the things that I put out. So you can definitely see that BV Apparel is going in a direction of transition, being big on transition from day wear to night wear, and also changing up the small concepts in your wardrobe. So you can definitely be looking forward to a lot of nice coloring. I'm going back to my old ways when I used to always pull out the prints, which is considered the statement pieces. So BB Apparel is definitely sticking to the roots, but changing just a slight difference in aesthetics with the fabrics, and also the slight switching of the demographic of what you wear. So definitely be looking out for that.
That is definitely what's up. Benji V always blesses us here in the candy shop, keeping us laced on what we should be wearing in and out these streets and Fashion Talk each and every Monday. Tell a friend to hang out with us, 818-572-2935, to listen to the show on the go, or you can listen to the show, 818-572-2935, and blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor so that you can stay plugged in and check out past shows. Now, Benji V, explain your 2017 New Year's outfit for the people.
I actually just had on all black. I didn't do a lot because I didn't have initial plans to wait. Are we talking about me? Are we talking about BB Apparel?
I was talking about what you actually wore for New Year's because there was a post that
I
look like this right now. You know,
right?
But tonight.
Exactly. But yeah, I didn't really have initial plans on going out, so I had to go in the archive and pull out one of my little hot numbers that I considered something that was New Year worthy. But it was very, very all black and sexy. That's what I gave, and I was thinking about metallics and sequins, but I couldn't even have time to pull it together because I really had plans. I didn't have plans on going out at all or doing anything. But I was very, you know, very eclectic and very sexy and sleek in my all-black jumpsuit. It was a jumpsuit that I made from, I think I made it like 3 years ago, and I pulled it out and added some of the small detail into it. So, you know, that was fun, but the fact that I didn't get to show nobody, we didn't go in the club, I'm not going to wear it somewhere, so I'm excited. That was fun. It was quick. I didn't really, you know, think about it too much. And we just wasn't feeling the vibe. I think it was the rain that just threw everything off. The rain, because the rain was not, she did not let up at all. She let, and she's still running out if you speak. So I think it was the rain that just, like, made everybody just want to chill and just go to the house, you know, and just lay back.
That's totally understandable, and that's exactly what I did. I spent my New Year's. I had the opportunity to run in the church, but I worked all the way up to midnight, got off at midnight, ran in the church in a little bit. Lil Yachty was at church service, so you know church was lit, just in the atmosphere of that. And then just came home and went to sleep because it was, you know, felt like the safest and the most sane thing to do, stay out their way. That way can't nobody get in my way. Benji Vanderpump is here live in the candy shop. Definitely tell a friend to log in.
Yeah, we in the building. It's a new year, so definitely be tuned in.
I'm definitely excited for so much more from Benji V as well as the candy shop, so definitely tell a friend to log in. Before you get out of here, Benji Vanderpump, let the people know how they can stay plugged in with you on social media, how they can get their customized BB denim pieces, what to look out for next, how they can just stay plugged into the movement.
Yes, so you can definitely stay plugged in with the BB Apparel movement. That's bbapparel.bigcartel.com. Definitely check me out this evening. I will be going live to give a full description of what this year is going to bring for BB Apparel. We're going to be doing picks and chooses of the week. So instead of us selling a variety of garments, we'll be selling one particular garment for men and for women, but it will only be a limited number that will be sold. So definitely check us out and stay plugged in to what we got going on. Also, you can hit us up for customized pieces at bbapparel@yahoo.com. And you can also stay plugged in with me on my personal life and my personal endeavors, and that's on Facebook, Benji Vanderpump.
I appreciate you, Benji, for always hanging out with us, always setting the record straight, keeping our closets straight, keeping us in the know. This is going to be an amazing year. I'm speaking into existence.
Yes, this is definitely going to be an amazing year, and this is just a year of redemption for African Americans and just people in general. I'm really specifically speaking on African Americans because we've been in the gutter for so long, and 2017 is going to be an amazing year, and we are going to succeed, and we are going to come out on top. And we were born into royalty, so we can't sit back and just wait and ask for help. We have to go and get it so that we can create help for other people, so that people will know that African American are very strong and willing and God-fearing people. So let's definitely keep that in mind about our culture and our heritage and where we come from.
Yes, Benji V, what a great way to end there. Come on, Black empowerment. We need it. Yes. I love you so much. Definitely enjoy the rest of your Monday, and definitely enjoy the rest of the show, King. I appreciate you for all you do.
Thank you, and I love you guys. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to Benji Vanderpump. Happy New Year to you guys for always rocking out with us and kicking it here in the candy shop. That was Fashion Talk. Coming up a little bit later, Jay Wright of V Magazine has your entertainment rundown. At the 3 o'clock hour, Ms. Taylor will be blessing you guys with a candid conversation with myself on how important is internal growth as well as changing your life in 2017. But coming up really, really soon, the big homie DJ is stepping in the building for a little bit sports chat. I get to play my favorite record. That's the part of being the host of the candy shop that I absolutely love the most. And this is my favorite record right now. It's Church Gone Wild, 1K Few featuring Tonio right here live in the candy
Jay
shop.
Jay got the bass thump. Yeah. Feeling like Kirk, by the way, I'm stumped. Yeah. We be going up, got the whole place jumping. Yeah. Tell the whole world that we up to something. We the new church, got the whole world jumping. Putting on for real, we ain't got time for fronting. But I gotta let you know. Church gone wild. With a new church, I'ma say it out loud. Piped up for a good little while, stepping on chairs, jumping in crowds. Been piped up for a good little while. Church gone wild. With a new church, I'ma say it out loud. Been piped up for a good little while, stepping on chairs, jumping in crowds. Been piped up for a good little while.
Hold up, wait a minute, feel what you gon' do?
Hey, I'ma gon' get piped up with the crew. But it ain't nothing new. Piped on the East Coast and the West Coast too. We be going wild like it ain't no zoo. Been known for the man, everybody know who. So we finna have our way. I'm talking about today. Everybody go crazy. Tell the old turk that we don't play. I don't know what they got going on, but they better catch talk like underlay. I'ma hit them folk, rest a piece of Ali. I'ma hit them folk, rest a piece of Kimbo. Then I'ma rock it out real low, real low.
bet they won't get turned.
Turn up.
Bet they won't get turned. I bet they won't get turned.
Don't turn up.
I bet they won't. I bet they won't. I bet they won't get turned.
Turn
bet they won't. I bet they won't. I bet they won't get turned. Chuck gone wild, 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 Chuck gone wild. With a new touch, I'ma say it out loud. Been piped up for a good little while. Stepping on chairs, jumping in crowds. Been piped up for a good little while. Chuck gone wild, 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 Chuck gone wild. With a new touch, I'ma say it out loud. Been piped up for a good little while. Stepping on chairs, jumping in crowds. Been piped up for a good little while.
Hold on, wait a minute, Tone. What you gon' do?
Huh? I'ma go ahead, turn up with the crew.
Go.
Hit him with it, hit him with him, this what we do.
Hit him with it.
I got flavor, grandma soon. Beat the game up, margin boom.
Blow
so sick, I caught the flu. Hot you?
Don't you sneeze on me.
Blow
so cold, don't breeze on me.
Hey. YK, don't you freeze on me. Belmo, don't you freeze on me.
Man, they need to open the door.
They do.
Cause we are not playing no more.
If
you're coming with us, then let's go.
Let go.
If you're coming with us, then let's go.
Let go. Let go.
Bet they won't get turned.
Let go.
Bet they won't get turned. Bet they won't get turned. I bet they won't. I bet they won't. I bet they won't get turned.
Talk.
Bet they won't. I bet they won't. I bet they won't get turned. Chuck gone wild. 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 With a new touch, I'ma say it out loud. Been piped up for a good little while. Stepping on chairs, jumping in crowds. Been piped up for a good little while. Chuck gone wild.
Bad thing, fine as hell, thick as fuck, oh my god, that's my baby, Caroline, you divine, mighty fine, started really blow the pipe, like a pro,
fuck you thought.
Holy shit, I'm really lit, it's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up, don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory, like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, guess I'm a G-Rap. If you want safe sex, baby, use a knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side, nigga.
Damn.
Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarf. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get twerk. Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine. Bad thing, fine as hell, thick as fuck, oh my god. That's my baby, Caroline, you divine, mighty fine. Started really blow the pipe, like a pro. Holy shit, I'm really lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. Caroline, listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope or what the future holds. Shut up and let's get gory, like a Tarantino movie.
Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out? Cause we gon' be up all night, fuck a decaf. You see, I'm a tall thug, guess I'm a G-Rap. If you want safe sex, baby, use a knee pad. Freaky with the sticky icky, baby, give me kitty kitty.
Killer, West Side, nigga.
Damn.
Boy, you like 98 degrees and I'm 300, nigga, keep your feet running. I keep when I eat these beats, better boy, get scarf. Don't run up in my lane, I don't want you in my lane, you a lame, get twerk. Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that? I want you to be mine. Bad thing,
bad,
bad,
bad.
Bad, 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 bad,
dang, dang, dang. Back, 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 back.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. It's Sha Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghost Shack, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
We're celebrating here in the Candy Shop and kicking off 2017 in a major way. It's the first Monday of the year, and I'm super excited that you guys are hanging out with us. Shout out to Benji Vanderpump for helping us straighten out our closets with fashion talk. But it's only fair and it's only right that we talk about what's been going on in the sports world, and there's no one greater and better than my big brother, DJ. You live in the Candy Shop. How you feeling, boss?
What's going on, Kenya, man? Candy Shop 2017. We made it.
Happy New Year to you, boss. First and foremost, of course, we got to get straight into it. How did you bring in the new year? And are you one of those people that believe what I'm doing at midnight on New Year's Day is how my year is going to go?
No, actually. No, not
okay.
At all. Most definitely not. I think it's what you make it. It's going to be up to you to make your year what you want it to be. You know, as a man that really didn't have a whole lot of resolutions, I think I had tops like 3 resolutions. You know, so
okay.
I'm not one of those people that believes that what you're doing on New Year's is what you're going to be doing for the rest of the year. No, I was actually at home chilling with some family, playing board games and just you know, enjoying the ambiance of just being around good people. And that's really how I brought in my New Year at 12 o'clock. You know, we toast to the good life. We toast to new beginnings. I think every year should be a new beginning in your life. I think every year should be a new chapter and finding different ways to be you, finding new ways to be you, and just making people around you better, you know, from your standpoint, just making the individuals around you better. And I believe that you're only as good as the people that are around you. So
wow.
That, it was easy for me to just chill at home. Of course, you know, I don't take nothing away from nobody going out, celebrate, having fun, but I just chose to do it in a more subtle space. Being around family and just having a good time, just really living life, living for the first time in a long time, just living.
That is definitely what's up. Congratulations to you. The Big Homie DJ is live in the Candy Shop 2017. And you mentioned there's not a lot of
restaurants. I'm excited,
man. Living. Right. Just try to make it pop off the best way that you can. Any expectations for the year for yourself? What are you expecting from DJ this year?
I'm expecting to – that's that. You know what, Kenya? I'm glad you asked that question. That's such an easy question, but it's so hard because – for me, I think the most simplest thing that I want to achieve is so hard to obtain because you're going to always find something that you can do better. And I think overall my biggest thing that I wanted to do this year was to become a better man. And you know how you might feel like you are a better person than you were, and you know how you have these people, oh, new year, new me. No, it's the same DJ just with different parts. You know, just becoming interchangeable in so many different aspects, just becoming a better you, tweaking what you already got going on and making it better. Nobody's perfect. But I figure if you strive for greatness, if you strive to be perfect, then in your own right, you will be perfect. You know, so the individuals around you should be able to you should rub that off on people. You should be able to rub off who you are and what you expect to be and aspire to be on other folks. So with that, my biggest thing that I wanted to do this year was just to become a better man, just to become a better individual and make individuals around me better. It wasn't one of those situations where I had to think long and hard about what I really wanted to do. Oh, I'm going to go do this. I'm about to lose 1,000
right.
pounds and, you know, things of that. No. No, it's all so simple, man. It's all so simple. I still can't believe that it's 2017. You know, and it's like, wow, this year went by so fast. Last year went by so fast. It's a new year. It's here. What do we do better? You know, how can we get better? What can we do, you know, to make our situation better? You know, and I'm the type of person that believes that our situation is shapeless. What we've been through and the things that we go through are what really truly makes us us. So, hey, don't aspire to be something different when you're already okay in your own right. You know what I'm saying? So that was the biggest thing for me, just becoming a better person.
That is definitely what's up. If they call me DJ, it's here live in the candy shop, always blessing us with some amazing knowledge. but you're also here for a bigger purpose as well. Sports chat. And I know we have to start with the home team. It went down yesterday.
Of course.
What do you have for
the Mary
Sports Chat of 2017, DJ?
Well, let's get it popping. Well, as you said, the home team definitely did their thing yesterday, taking care of the New Orleans Saints in the Georgia Dome. I tell you, man, that was one of the most exciting games I have ever seen. Like, just all in all, from the Atlanta Falcons and the New Orleans Saints, I think that has had to be one of the better games in the recent history of the rivalry. Everybody and anybody and their mama know New Orleans and Atlanta cannot stand each other. It is a heated rivalry. It's always been one of those rivalries. And it is going to be a rivalry for a long time. But the way the Atlanta Falcons came out and played yesterday was tremendous. The first five possessions, five touchdowns. Matt Ryan, who is in the hunt to become the MVP, he definitely has my vote. After yesterday putting up startling numbers, 330 yards passing, four touchdowns, one to Julio Jones, who is the leading receiver in the NFL at this present moment. It was just amazing to see them guys come out there and fly around the ball. It was crazy. With the win, we locked up the number two seed in the first round bye, which means in the second round, whoever wins the wild card game will have to come to Atlanta and play the Hawks. The Atlanta Falcons in a hostile environment. So that's definitely going to be something to look forward to. We haven't had home field advantage in a very, very, very long time when it comes to football. So it's exciting. They finished the season 11-5. And like I said, they locked up the number two seed in the AFC playoff race in the first round by at home field advantage. So we looking real good. We're definitely in a good position. And I'm looking forward to watching them in the next couple of weeks. Defend the Dome is going to be exciting, man. Atlanta is definitely on the up and up. They got the new stadium. Of course, everybody knows that yesterday was the last regular season home game for the Atlanta Falcons as they set to depart the Georgia Dome for the brand new and new and improved Mercedes-Benz Dome next door that they're currently building. So that's something to be excited about. With college football, we had the playoffs, the third annual NCAA football playoffs, as the Alabama Crimson Tide took on the Washington Huskies, and the Clemson Tigers took on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Both were actually great games. One was kind of lopsided with Clemson and Ohio State. Clemson came out firing on all cylinders and took care of Ohio State early. knocked them out. So it will be Clemson and Alabama in the national championship game, as Clemson beat Ohio State 31-0, and Alabama rolled against Washington 24-7. And it's set up for the 9th, January the 9th. The national championship game will be held in Tampa, Florida. Clemson and Alabama. I'm excited about the game. It should be a good game. But breaking news was coming out of Alabama as I was watching ESPN. Lane Kiffin would not be the offensive coordinator for Alabama. He was set to leave after the championship game, but both parties decided that it was best for him to just go ahead and take care of his business at FAU. If anybody don't know, Lane Kiffin became the head coach at Florida Atlantic University about a month ago, relinquishing his duties as offensive coordinator at the University of Alabama. Everybody was thought that he would stay through the duration of the national championship game, but it was said that he has recently departed today, and both parties, you know, kind of came to a mutual agreement that that's what it was going to be. So Lane Kiffin is out, at Alabama, N at FAU, and Steve Sarkisian is set to take over at offensive coordinator for the University of Alabama for the national championship game against Clemson next week. The Hawks were also in the action as they defeated – who did they play yesterday? Let me make sure I got it right so I can say my notes. I got my notes all over the place. The San Antonio Spurs, they beat the San Antonio Spurs yesterday, which was a good win for them. The city, like I said, was definitely – it was a good day for the city yesterday. We had wins coming out everywhere. It really wasn't a whole lot more going on in the sports world. The NFC and the AFC playoffs are set. The Dallas Cowboys is the number one seed. The New England Patriots is the number one seed. They both received first-round byes, and we will see them in the divisional championship game right along with the Falcons. So next week we will have plenty more sports chat because there's so much more going on. The Sugar Bowl is set to go on tonight in New Orleans, Louisiana. That should be a good game coming in on ESPN at 8:30. I will be watching. I'm currently watching this Florida Iowa game in the Outback Bowl. It's been so many bowl games. I kind of lost track after the Alabama and Clemson game. So I'm just set for next week. At the national championship game, it should be an exciting game. But other than that, that's all that's been going on in the sports world this week.
That is definitely what's up. DJ, you always make it easier for me to go to the barbershop and tune in to the conversation. And I think everybody in the Kitty Shop really, really appreciates you. How can the people stay plugged into absolutely everything you got going on before you get out of here?
Most definitely. You can find me on Twitter at 4_brothers86. You can find me on Instagram at 4brothersstrong. You can find me right here, a brand new year, same candy shop with my brother, DJ, Sports Chat, Benji, all the good fellas. You know, we still making it do what it do. You know, new year, same us. We still the same crew, and we're going to keep giving y'all that hit after hit.
That is definitely what's up. I appreciate you, DJ, for hanging out with us each and every Sunday. It's even possible. I'm forever grateful. Definitely enjoy the rest of your Monday, and definitely enjoy the rest of the show, Big Homie.
I will do as I always do, brother.
Shout out to the Big Homie DJ. Shout out to Benji V for setting off the first hour of the Candy Shop and of the first Monday of 2017. It's a lot of firsts popping off right here today. So hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or listen to the show on the go by simply calling 818-572-2935 to stay plugged into the Candy Shop. Now, definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to log in because it's the 3 o'clock hour and the moment that you guys have been waiting for. It's one of my favorite parts of co-host Monday when I get to have a candid conversation with a lady who has been blessing me my entire life and really keeping me on the straight and narrow. Ms. Taylor, who's the counselor of the Candy Shop, is a blessing to the show. And today we are talking about how if you got the same year, the same heart, by chance you may not have a new year. Hey, Ms. Taylor, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, King, I'm doing well. How about yourself? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year! I'm super excited to have you in the building. We have so much to discuss. So much has been going on around the world. 2016 is over. First things first, how is 2017 starting for you so far?
Yeah, let me tell you about this 2017. The devil has been busy, Kenya, but you know what? I am a very spiritual person, and I believe in faith, and everything's going to be all right. But 2017, it's trying me already, but I'm blessed, highly favored, walking with good health and good strength, and that's all I need right now.
Yes, come on. You got to be able to just push through and keep going. This thing is going to get crazy, but you just got to keep pushing. I think that's the whole objective of it all is do you stand after they hit you? What you do after you get hit? That's it. Ms. Taylor is already in the building preaching. Before we go any further, let the people know about your credentials. And I didn't just ask my auntie to come be the counselor of the Candy Shop. Make it fun.
Good afternoon, listeners of the Candy Shop. This is Abena Myers Taylor, the counselor of the Candy Shop. I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. I have my BS from Tuskegee University, my master's from Troy University in counseling and human development. I have been working at Alabama State for the past 12 years in the field of counseling and coordinator of student support services. On the side, I do rehabilitational counseling at Elmore Community Hospital. Well, I'm telling you all the places that I work, but But anyway, just to let you know, I have been doing this for some time now, and I am not Kenya's auntie, it's his best friend.
Okay. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and thank you for surrendering your time on the first Monday of 2017 just to kick off this conversation with us. The topic of today for Co-host Monday is Same Heart Equals No New Year. This is a topic that we visited 2 years ago as we kicked off, what was that, 2014. And we're back at it again, and the same thing applies. Now, are you one of those people that believe what I'm doing at the stroke of midnight is how my year is going to go?
Superstitiously, yes, but I know realistically, no.
Come on, you gotta tell the truth.
Yes. So I try my best to try to be in a place and be doing something positive at least during the new year, so that my new year can go great. But I also know that it's just another day. It's just another a minute, and whatever you put into your life and whatever works you put in is what you're going to get out in the new year.
That is definitely what's up. I'm glad you let it be clear. Are you one for New Year's resolutions? And if so, did you do so? And do you have any?
I'm not into really New Year resolutions, but I do a self-reflection. And with
okay.
the self-reflection, and my family, we did it last night, we just want to see what things didn't we do the best we could have done in 2016. Also, we also wanted to recognize all the blessings and good things that happened in 2016 and then move forward. How can we do better in 2017? What is it that we need to work on? And pretty much, so it's not really a resolution, but it's just a self-reflection of what it is that things that you need to work on or what things you would like to do better for yourself or others in the new year.
That's totally understandable. Ms. Taylor is here live in the candy shop, and today we are discussing the importance of self-growth, internal growth, changing from the inside, and making sure that your inside and outside are the same. You can't be dressed up on the outside and the inside is messed up. A lot of people speak on New Year's resolutions. And this year I've noticed that a lot of people are taking the position of, I'm not going to make them either because I already know I'm not going to do them, or they begin to be very, very vocal to say, ain't no point of you doing any New Year's resolutions because you ain't going to do them. When it comes to New Year's resolutions, is it safe to say they're kind of like goals, or are New Year's resolutions just something we do at the top of the year to make us feel new and refreshed?
I always say whenever we have these different conversations, it really depends upon the person and where
mm-hmm.
they're coming from. So it's kind of difficult for me to say yay or nay, but I'll say this, that there are some individuals out here who really believe in that this new year is a restart or rejuvenation of what's to come. And so in order to do that, we should make these resolutions of things that we are going to do differently for the new year. And that's well and good. And then there's other people who feel as though it's just another day, another minute. Ain't no need for you making a resolution. If you didn't do it then,
right.
You're not going to do it now. You know. So it's really a personal preference. And for me, I always think that you should be one who is striving for better. I'm not the best at anything, and there's a lot of things that I need to work on. So if 2017 can help me or give me a gauge in which I can start being better, then I'll use it. So, like I said, the term resolutions, I don't use resolutions per se, but, you know, it is what it is. It's just making a statement or a proclamation that this is something that you want to work on for the new year. And if it's nothing that you want to work on and if you think you're great, I mean, continue doing what you're doing, but I'm a firm believer that there's always something that we can work on to make our lives a little bit better.
That is definitely what's up. Ms. Taylor is here live in the candy shop for Co-host Monday as we kick off the very first Monday of 2017. I'm super excited because today's topic is same heart, no new year, meaning that if you're going into the new year kind of doing the same thing, you may get the same results that you got last year. I don't know. Maybe that's just how life works. Maybe that's just how it goes.
But
I think that is the case. You got to put something in different, Kenya. If you want, if you want something different, you got to do something different.
Let's do it in money. If you did 40 hours this week and 40 hours next week, your check probably gonna be the same. Your check is probably gonna be the same. But we're talking about Interpretation, the importance of growth right here, 2017, kicking it off in the candy shop. When trying to change, how important is your surroundings? Earlier in the show, DJ spoke of how important it was, how important the people around you were. But how important is where you are when you're trying to change, Ms. Taylor?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's so important. But I wouldn't say it's just a physical location, Kenya. It's your mental space. Where is your mental space when you want to change? I don't know if any of my listeners or even people that listen to the show or any of my Facebook friends, just a couple of days ago, I said in 2017, you want to make sure you have a team you. And a team you is somebody or people. It does not necessarily have to be family members, but it's people in your circle who are going to accentuate the good things in you. They're going to help you spiritually, emotionally, physically, all those things. And you have to develop that. If you don't have one, I suggest that everyone gets them a team you. I have a magnificent team, Abna, and they get me straight when I'm tripping, you know, and they praise me when I'm doing good. And then they, you know, they're just real. So you don't want to make sure that your team is not a lot of yay people. Make sure your team is someone who is genuine and really cares about you and what you're going to do. And you want to make sure that hopefully you can be that same person in somebody else's team as well. So getting back to the question, yes, the space is a mental space. It's not really a physical location. It's where you are mentally and what you're prepared to do to make the changes necessary to make change in your life.
That's what I'm talking about. Ms. Taylor is here in the building preaching, getting us ready to set 2017 off in a major way. Can one truly expect different thinking the same way? I mean, just even if you change up the route, the way you do it, or the people you're doing it with, if a person is thinking the same way, can they expect a difference even if they change their atmosphere?
No. Again, I think you said it best just a minute ago. If you're doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. In the rehabilitation world, that's called insanity. Doing the same thing, thinking that you're going to get different results, is called insanity. So it doesn't matter where your physical location is, even if your mental space, if your physical space has changed and you're doing the same thing, thinking that you're going to get something different, it's not going to happen. I'm telling my sons this, and, you know, they're at the stage now where they really don't want to listen to me, but garbage in is garbage out all day long, however you put it. So if we're going into 2017 feeding on garbage, and garbage means putting things into our lives, into our systems, into our bodies that mean us no good, well, what's going to happen is that we're going to regurgitate those same kind of things out of our system. And if you want success and prosperity and all the good things that come with a new harvest or a new life, you know, you got to plant some new seeds.
That's what I'm talking about. Ms. Taylor's still live in the candy shop. Hit us up, 818-572-2935 or blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor so that you can stay plugged into co-host Monday, same heart equals no new year. This is the second installment. Ms. Taylor, the counselor of the show, always holds us down each and every year. When having goals for the year, should one also consider daily goals to better themselves, to achieve the bigger picture, or should you just wholeheartedly have the big picture in mind at all times?
You know, Kenya, when we talk, and I like how we talk, so the listeners know, this is pretty much what you're hearing is, this is how Abna Myers Taylor does things. It's a disclaimer for how I do things.
Come on, disclaimer.
So right. So I just want to make sure that, you know, how I do things might not work for everybody else, but this is how I do. Now, for me, I try to take a daily inventory. And all days, it's not great, you know. But on a daily basis, I try to walk in a pattern or which I have a goal that I'm going to meet for that day, and hopefully each of these little goals will help me get to that bigger goal. Sometimes it's strategic. Most of the time it's not. But I always go forward in the day with a positive mind, hoping that if I'm positive to someone else, that that will come back on me, that reciprocity effect will come. And it works. It has been working for me. Hopefully it'll work for you. But you have to give it time. You have to wake up on a daily basis saying, I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And because I'm going to do this, I'm looking for great things to happen to me and for me.
That's what I'm talking about. Thinking about 2017 and thinking about the concept of reflecting on your year, like you just mentioned, it makes me understand and it makes me point out some of the things that didn't work last year. Is there ever a good time to just give up on something? Like, if it didn't work last year, should we walk into 2017, like, I'm going to try again and give it my all? Or is there a good time to sometimes just back away and give up on some things?
It's funny that you asked that. It makes me think of my father. He tells me all the time, hope springs eternal. Meaning that in my case, I'm an optimistic person, and so because I am who I am, I try to see the good in everybody and every situation. And he says, well, daughter, hope springs eternal, meaning, and I take it to mean like, okay, it's time to get that up. You know, you had too much faith in people. But I think if it's something that you are truly passionate about, something that you really believe is going to happen, and at some point you're putting in the works and you're seeing some process, keep going. Maybe sometimes we have to put some things on the back burner, you know, and it might not be our time, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen.
Right.
If it's something that you really want to do and it's something that you are gung-ho about and it's something that's going to be for the best of you, you know, I say keep going for it. Keep going for it because you never know when your time is going to be a yes.
That's a good thing. You preaching already. I definitely won't keep you much longer. As we're hanging out here in the candy shop, definitely going to end the show with some more amazing good music. Got to end it with some Tupac. So we got Pop coming up. The big homie Jay Wright of V Magazine, you won't be able to make it in today. So we're definitely kicking off the show and ending it with Miss Taylor now, a little bit earlier in the show. We talked about the controversial situation with Kim Burrell. Did you have the opportunity to hear the comments that Kim Burrell made about the homosexual community, Miss Taylor?
I did not. I'm one of them Facebook news people, so I saw that she said something that was disparaging, and then she had some backlash.
Oh, well, Fisha is on this. If you play with the homosexual spirit in 2017, you're going to die from it. That was the statement. And our conversation is more so not even about what she said, because one thing we can say throughout the years that something of that concept has been said before in the past. So the message has been said. But then I'm thinking at this point, how do we diffuse the backlash and separate the message from the messenger? Because Kim Burrell also has this amazing, encouraging, and uplifting gospel record that's out right now. And this song may be put on the back burner because of this situation. How is it ever important to separate the messenger from the message, or does it all come together?
Ooh. You have got complex in 2017.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I think, and I'm going to try to give a politically correct answer, meaning that we as people have different dimensions. We are not one dimensional. So there may be a part of me or you and I that is uplifting and inspiring and awesome. And then there may be another part of us that we don't want others to see, or maybe we're not as so proud of, or some philosophical views that people don't know. But it doesn't mean that we're not good people. So you're really going to have, unfortunately, when it comes from a person, you got to believe what they're saying. Unfortunately, because whatever they're saying, if they're saying it, that means that they mean it. But at the same time, that does not mean that that person does not have a good heart, or that person doesn't believe in spirituality, or that person doesn't have a good quality about he or she. So, I mean, does that kind of answer what I'm saying, your question?
Definitely,
it's really going to be up to the individual who's on the other end. Am I going to be able to separate what this person is saying or their viewpoint and then this other aspect of them? A lot of times it's difficult to do that. You have to ask yourself, well, and if you go back to the presidential election, you're looking and you're saying, hey, Trump is saying one thing and then he's doing something else. Well, how do you vote for him if he's saying this? But yet on the other side, we see that he's doing these other kind of things. So it's just a personal preference on what you're able to. I think everybody has their breaking point. And so what is your breaking point? What is it that you can deal with? What is it that you refuse to deal with? And go from there.
Taylor is in the candy shop, setting the record straight. We're talking about the comments that Kim Burrell recently made towards homosexual, and asking the question is, how do you separate the message from the messenger? Because Kim Burrell also has an amazing record that's out right now. It features Kim it's produced by Burrell Williams. The record is really encouraging. One of the controversial pieces about this is that she made those statements towards homosexuals, but she's also scheduled to be on Ellen on June the 5th.
Sometimes those things you have to deal with when things are coming out your mouth. So you got to be very careful, which is why I choose to have a politically correct answer when I respond.
Shout out to you. We definitely won't keep you much longer, because I definitely want you to get back to making 2017 an amazing and productive year for you as well. But I appreciate you for always hanging out with us here in 2017 and in the candy shop.
Let me say this before you go. I want to thank you so much. You have made me so proud. I am just over here smiling and watching you on Facebook Live. And thank you. I wish you, the candy shop, all of our listeners to have a blessed and prosperous and healthy new year. I hope that everything that they want to have and don't have, that they have the means to go out and get it, to work hard for it, and make it the best year for them. I just wanted to stop and say it before we get into any more questions. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, Queen. You are so awesome. I'm so grateful. You know how they say God put people in your life for a reason, a season? You are just here, and I'm so grateful. It was like I had to go to Alabama State to get amazing people like you and Pastor Turner and DJ and Benji Vanderpump. It was just like all of this had to happen, and I'm so, so grateful for you guys' continued support and dedication to the candy shop. And this got to pay off. This got to pay off. They said the things that you would do for free are the things that will make you rich, and I see us being rich. And we're going to say in 2017, from the candy shop, you're going to be rich. Now, we're talking about same heart, no new year. Right here live in the candy shop. Tell a friend to log in 818-572-2935 or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. Definitely won't keep you much longer. Before you get out of here, Miss Taylor, at the end of the day, when people are walking into a new year, They say they're walking into a new film. How important is it for you to love where you are right now before you can even get better? Yes.
I mean,
see, I love when I stump somebody with a good question.
Good, my goodness. I'm talking about you bringing them too. Okay, this is what we're going to be doing in 2017.
This
I'm going to up my
game.
This
is the last one. We probably about 2017, but this is the last one.
We're going to have to love ourselves regardless, whether it's 2017,
right,
whether it was 2016, whether it was 2018. All right. So if I have, and we've dealt with this concept on other shows, the low self-esteem and things of that nature. Look, get over it. This is a new year. There's no need to be scared. And look, I'm ministering to myself. This is a new year. No need to be scared of the unknown. You've been here before. You've done this before.
Okay.
You know what needs to be done in order to be prosperous, in order to be happy, in order to be healthy. And if you don't know what needs to be done, you need to find somebody that knows what needs to be done and needs to latch on to them. Birds of a feather flock together, like-minded people. Hang around each other. If you want to be successful, find you somebody successful to be around. If you want to be happy, find you somebody happy to be around. If you want to be blessed, find you a blessed person to be around and keep it moving and smile and keep going.
Yes, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Miss Taylor, you bless us each and every co-host Monday and for 4 years consecutively. You have continued to share your wisdom and your time. I mean, forever grateful. Before you get out of here, let the people know how they can follow you on social media, how they can stay plugged into your new endeavors in life, and stay in with Miss Taylor in 2017.
Yes, stay with Miss Taylor 2017 because Miss Taylor got some things that's coming, some things that's popping that I want to share with y'all, but I can't share it with y'all yet. So just stay focused, okay? Because we're going to be doing some things in 2017. But you can reach me at Albina Myers Taylor on Facebook, Bina_B, I think, on my Instagram, at AMT73 on that Twitter. Kenya, you still have to give me a tutorial on that Twitter. And just my regular email. A Myers Taylor 73 at Yahoo, old school. But anyway, those are the ways you can contact me. Please, y'all, just make sure you let me know that you're a friend of the candy shop so I can definitely accept you and we can do this thing in 2017. Again, I wish each and every one of you love and blessings and have an awesome, awesome, awesome new year.
I appreciate you, Miss Taylor, for always hanging out with us here in the candy shop, for always taking the time to pour into us. And we hope that you get all the encouragement that you've given us and you stay amazing. I appreciate you. You are definitely a friend of the show. Whatever you need from us, consider it done. Happy, 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 happy new year. Happy 2017 to you. Definitely enjoy the rest of the show. And definitely enjoy
Thank
the rest
you,
of
darling.
Your Monday. Happy 2017. I love you back. Have a good one, Queen.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Talk to Ms. Taylor. Shout out to Ms. Taylor for always holding us down. Talk to Ms. Taylor if you need someone to hold you down. You need to get you a team, you. So definitely make sure you got some people around you that are going to encourage you and push you instead of make you look like a fool. And I am grateful for the people who hold me down, Benji Vanderpump, DJ, Jay Wright of B Magazine. Couldn't make it in today, but shout out to him and Ms. Taylor, the counselor of the Candy Shop 2017. Literally just started, and we're about to get it popping. So definitely make sure that you guys stay plugged into the Candy Shop. Hit me up online at Kenya CSC on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. And check out the Candy Shop, where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions each and every Monday, because you know that's what I specialize in. BlogTalkRadio.com/TouchYourNeighbor. Or listen to the show live each and every Monday, 818-572-2935. in the new added edition. Watch the show on Facebook Live. Some of the guests are stepping into the candy shop throughout 2017, and I'm super excited to be sharing this experience with all of you guys. Now, it's back to the money. We will see you guys next Monday right here live in the candy shop. Definitely make sure you guys follow us to say who our special guest will be. Only right to be in the show with me and his Tupac for Changes right here live in the candy shop. I will see you guys next Monday.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
I want to be, only way I've been practicing my whole life to live my life is to be responsible for what I do. I don't know how to be responsible for what every black male did. I don't know. Yes, I am going to say that I'm a thug. That's because I came from the gutter and I'm still here.
I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace to racist. We under. I wonder what it takes to make this. One better way to kill you, race to waste it. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white and smoke a crack tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. If they kill, so we real time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. A penitence we spat and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but the saying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today.
But you made it in a sleazy way. Selling crack to the kids.
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well, that's the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Tupac Shakur
was riding in his black 25-year-old rapper had long been
charged with school and pay their respects to the slain rapper. Not guilty.
To survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. I'm in rage, no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some fuck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.